KSD Radio. I have with me tonight Josh Duff. And
what's happening, well, everybody?
Me and Josh met at Monster Bash. That's the first place we ever met for real.
Well, yeah, we met at Monster Bash like for the first time, but we were friends for 10 years before that, though.
Yeah, on the late La Minute Yahoo chat.
On Yahoo, on AOL, yeah. But that was the first convention we ever met at.
Yeah. And this is dedicated to all of our friends who have passed away who used to go there. Keaton the Cop. Billy.
Guru,
and the little boy who used to come there in his wheelchair every year.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. He just passed away this past year.
Yeah.
Not even a month or two ago.
I know, man. That was heartbreaking. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. He loved Monster Bash. He always had his dog with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to get up so we...
What?
I'm trying to get up the schedule so we can talk a little bit about that.
Oh, I can get that easy. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I'm sure I can, too.
Well,
I'm a visual person. Because if you haven't been to Monster Bash, guys, it is one of the most interesting and different conventions out there. There's nothing like it. You don't have the pro photo ops that you're having to pay $70-$80 for, you know, and all the autographs are reasonably priced. You have people doing interesting talents, like doing one-man shows. It's amazing.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah,
Steve, you missed something really amazing last year.
What?
Oh, last year... we're talking about the one-man shows.
Yeah.
We actually missed Zach's performance last year because we were like a few minutes late getting to the convention, and you know, you don't want to really walk in mid-performance of his because it's just not right to do anyway. But I'm talking to him, and I said, I'm sorry we missed your show. And he says, well, do you want me to do a private show right here in the lobby for you? I'd be happy to do it. And he did a private showing. He did a private thing of a Telltale Heart for us.
Awesome.
Right there in the lobby. It was amazing. And
have they still got the
mouth was hanging wide open?
Alex went outside, and she went and had a cigarette, and she came back in, and he's in the middle of it, and she just sat there and shut up and listened. It was funny. But she was like totally in awe. He's amazing.
Still have the ugly carpet there?
What is that hotel called? It used to be the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
It used to be the Four Seasons, and now it's, the DoubleTree. They still have the ugly carpet, but it's not at the DoubleTree. It's not at the DoubleTree this year.
Where is
it? It's at the Marriott in Cranberry Woods. It's only like a mile away from where it was. So it's not too different of a drive.
Okay, here's the Friday schedule. 9 a.m., Monsterfield Monsters, known and loved, they show every year. Cortland Hull Talk at 10 a.m.
Cortland Hull, if you guys haven't ever heard of him, he has some Witches Dungeon or the Witches. Yeah, it's the Witches Dungeon, right? And it's such a cool place.
Yeah, the Witches Dungeon. And they're going to introduce
the
1922's Nosferatu.
Awesome movie.
Yeah, I watched it on Joe Bob's about a couple of weeks ago.
And a great thing about that, I'm reading right here, a wonderful new score by Argal Goolsbee and introduction by Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Argyle Goolsbee?
And at 12:30, they're going to have dinosaurs. this is...
I've never seen dinosaurs.
Talk with Q&A with Chris... the son of the guy who directed The Blob. I don't know if The Blob will be there this year.
It should be.
You lucky son bitch. At 2:30, they're going to be showing The Golden Voyage of Sinbad.
Yep, which is a great movie. And you know why they're showing it? Because a beautiful, beautiful actress is going to be at Monster Bash. And
Miss
she still looks as lovely
Carolyn
now
Monroe,
as she did then.
And at 3 p.m., the dealer room opens.
Best dealer room around.
Yeah, at 4:30, Carolyn Monroe's going to have her discussion. And at 5, 20 Million Miles for Earth. And at 6:30, the great Stan Gordon's going to talk.
Very nice guy.
Yeah. He's always cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to have The Mummy's Hand. That's the movie, not a real mummy's hand. Because if they was, they'd be like
a
mummy.
Well, this is a mummy's tomb.
Yeah.
The mummy's tomb is what they're showing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, we got a caller right here.
All right.
Hello.
If you weren't asleep at the switchboard, you would have known I appeared.
Yes, you just called in. This is the one and only King Caruso.
As always, a pleasure.
How do you know there's only one and only? There could be multiple. You don't know that.
Because you complain about all the work you want to do. If they was more than one of you, you would send them out
the
to
world
the
world.
The world
couldn't handle more than one of you, sir.
Yes, it could. It would be. I would save everyone from their boring lives. Anyway.
Hey, Gene, let you know.
Go ahead.
Just really quick. Guess who I got to meet yesterday?
Who?
I got to meet Mr. McFeely.
Oh, that's fun. Dave, he's a nice guy.
Very, very nice guy.
And Dave's walking around with an ego now because he won. because the Driving Monsterama won.
Where was he at? Where did you see him?
Okay.
It was at a luncheon with my mother-in-law. He was speaking at it. It was Foster Grandparents, if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah,
he,
very nice.
He signed
good.
Yeah, he signed my Fred Rogers pop and signed an autograph for me, my daughter Isley, and my wife. All three of us got an autograph.
Wow.
He took like 15,
nice.
20 pictures with me. Very nice guy. Very
yeah.
sweet guy.
Yeah, he's a sweetie. He's,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we were just.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
We were just going through the schedule.
Steven, are you shitting yourself? What are you doing? Stop
no,
that.
No, I'm just sitting here.
You can't be down here
yeah.
while I'm doing this. It's
I'm
we,
sorry,
it
but he's got an
he's
ego
nice
now that he won best movie event in Pittsburgh. Him and
I don't have
yeah.
an ego. You're the one who has an ego. Anyway,
no, I don't.
We have. I didn't call in to talk about the drive-in, but since you brought it up, I'll be glad to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well,
he won best. They won.
I didn't win.
For
I
best
didn't
move.
Win best anything.
I
the,
said
the
they.
Event won best. The,
yeah,
the event won best. That's film.
Oh, did it really?
But yeah,
yes,
but yeah, Monster Bash is next weekend, and Gene is always there.
I should be there. I'm only going to be there on Saturday. There's a bunch of stuff. If anyone's listening at all, you know, perhaps one person on an iceberg somewhere, this is all they can hear in the dark Arctic night besides wolves. Anyway, I feel sorry for you. But my heart goes out to you.
Hey.
We are going to have a lot of surprises coming up in July. So be on the webpage or the Facebook page, and we're going to have a bunch of surprises. We have a shitload of stuff planned. The T-shirt's working on a T-shirt right now. There's a trailer that's being worked on, and there's some exclusives coming to Monsterama in September. Very interesting things that we have planned with some artists. That I know that I've talked into doing some cross-marketing. So there's going to be a couple of exclusive things we're very excited about. Some
hey,
of those
Gene,
of which George, I don't think George knows about yet. So.
The Monsterama, the September show, is that the more modern one or is that the more classic one?
No,
it's
the older, it's a retro classic. It's going to be... eight movies of Christopher Lee this year. He's probably announced over half of them. If people are smart and have looked at the community page, there's been obvious hints, and then there's been some nuances. They're top-notch films by Christopher. I can't announce any of them without.
I'm not asking you to do that.
Yeah.
I was just being general because I couldn't remember.
Born in a low country. Oh, sorry. I was just singing a song from one of my favorite movies.
Uh-huh. Well.
The Wicker Man.
Perhaps
I just
be
couldn't.
Done later.
I couldn't remember which
Bash.
One was which.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yes. But I think after this September, we're going to see some changes made with that September show. This could be the last full classic retro. I think that you know, we've experimented with Spanish Horror Nights as well as the Giallopalooza, and we kind of see maybe September going in a little bit of a different, more specialized direction. But April Ghouls will always maintain its popularity as an 80s show, you know. So that's
yeah.
what we're looking at. Anyway, so that's it. Okay, so Monster Bash. Let's get back to the subject because I didn't call the,
yeah.
stage, the show.
And Monster
sure
Bash
did.
Is always fun. I met Gene at Monster Bash.
You did. I saved you from the dark room they had you chained to the wall, and I came in and said, be free, my friend. Go out and talk.
Actually,
the world.
I introduced you to shitheads.
Did you really? I don't remember that at all.
Yes, I did.
My fondest, bottom line here, my fondest memory of, and you know what this is, and I'll probably cry, my fondest memory of Monster Bash was seeing a very good friend of mine is no longer with us every year, and that was Bill. And I miss him horribly.
Yeah.
Miss
well,
him terribly.
I already dedicated this show at the
first Lori,
to everyone who's left.
I saw Lori about
left.
A week ago, and we were talking about that, as a matter of fact, about how much we miss Bill. And he was such a fixer at Monster Bash every year. You know, I just count on seeing Bill there. And Bill was my number one favorite thing about Monster Bash. So that's it.
But,
yeah.
I mean, Bill was always a fixture there. But like we were talking earlier before you got on, it is such a different convention, though, than all the other ones out there.
Well, it's more of a mom-and-pop thing is what it is. It's more of, it reminds me a lot, too, having been to the Dark Shadows Festival. They're pretty much done now because the cast is kind of older, which is sort of what's happening with Monster Bash. A lot of the, unfortunately, a lot of the celebrities which have appeared over the years are starting to get to the point where they're not able to make public appearances. The Dark Shadows Fest were a much smaller.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where
show.
He's going to have to really move into the 70s and 80s or...
Well, I think he already has. I think he scheduled the, the Land of the Lost people this time, and he still has
which
a handful
cool.
of Hammer people. Right. I've met
them.
They're very
but
nice.
Where does
Wesley's
Jeremy...
He
does have a Walking Dead guy coming, too. I mean, I know he's local. I know, but
well,
I just...
Jeremy
Borash,
the man of many lawsuits.
Right. I don't know Jeremy. I've seen Jeremy around, but I don't know Jeremy.
Jeremy Ambler he's a nice guy. It just didn't make sense at Monster Bash to me.
Well,
yes, sir. Carolyn Monroe, Patrick Wayne,
Marilyn Monroe,
Caroline.
Okay.
She's a friend of yours. I know that.
Yeah, I know her pretty well, actually. She's sweet, their daughter. I've talked to her so many times over the years. It's going to be good to see her because she wasn't around last time.
She was there in October, wasn't she?
No.
Wasn't she in October? I thought she came in October.
No, this is not a reschedule.
No, it'll be good to see her. She wasn't there.
The Land of the Lost cast is Wesley York, Kathy Coleman, and the Slea Stack. I don't know how much the Slea Stack will be charging for autographs.
I guess Chuck was new because Chuck has been touring with him for years, so I guess he wasn't available. I've never met Chuck. I met Kathy and Wesley a number of times. Wesley is fantastic. He is he's a children's book author. He's just great, and they both have a lot of great stories, but he is my favorite.
Yeah, and Beverly Washburn.
I don't know Beverly, so. But I know
she's been there before, hasn't she?
Cortland Ho will be there as usual. Son of Ghoul. Draken Countess Carita.
Uh-huh. Right. So, anyways, yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, of course. I'll be there on Saturday only. I'm not going off three days. So,
if you want to talk to him, there's no reason for me.
I just did
Thank
Living
you
Dead
for
Weekend
showing
last weekend.
Up, and we bid you adieu.
I did Living Dead Weekend, and it was a long weekend. I worked in the box office, and, I'm tired. I like to be – it's great to be home this weekend.
Yeah.
Kevin
showed up.
Who?
Kevin Keck Kays.
Yeah,
he showed
Kevin
up for the Living Dead weekend.
I kind of wish he would have been coming this weekend coming up.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to see him, not so much other people. I won't mention any names.
They got a beard and they like Night of the Demons.
Right, exactly. Anyway, Kevin's a good friend of mine. We talk all the time, online, and we do video chat with each other. It was a big pleasure seeing Kevin. He's in great spirits and good health, and he really enjoyed his visit, so that was a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin's kicking ass and taking names. I'm proud of what he's accomplished.
Yeah.
Hey, he's doing real well. He's in a good state.
So go and rest, Gene.
What's that?
Go and rest, Gene.
Go do
it
what?
It was nice you showing up.
Oh, is he kicking me off the show already?
Are you sticking around, or are you going?
You said you wanted to hang out for 10 minutes.
Well, I'm not staying long, like I said, exactly, no. But anyway, my the most important thing about Monster Bash is Bill Cardell. So that's it. I mean, I've met a lot of nice people over the years. It's a good feeling show. You always leave feeling like you're a kid again with a bunch of cool stuff. And, you know, I have a lot of good memories about going to that show back in the early 2000s. And Bill is one of them. So that's it. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So I see both of you next week?
No, you'll see me. I'm not seeing him until September.
But Josh will be there for sure, so I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Yeah.
Yep, you'll see me and my wife. Me and my wife, and I'm pretty sure my oldest daughter will be there. You've met her before,
good.
Too.
Yeah.
So.
Good. It all sounds like a lot of fun, so. All right. Good stuff.
All right.
And Steven.
All right.
Steven,
thank you, my friend.
Hey, Steven, are you coming up for September or no?
I probably will, because you got one of my favorite films of all time that I spent like over a decade doing a show every year on May 1st over.
Well, there you go. I guess I know what that is. All right.
When is it again?
September 23rd and 24th.
Oh.
Dude, that's when I'm coming down there.
Really? When are you going to be down here? What days are you going to be down here?
The 19th through the 25th and 26th. 25th and 26th. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, kids. Behave yourselves. Have fun tonight. All right. Thanks for letting us
stop by.
All right. See you, Jim.
And
all
don't
right,
let
so where,
the
where,
show fool you. Gene's a nice guy. And he'll kick your ass if you don't think he is. Right?
He is. So, yeah. So we were at Frank Del Strito talking.
Let's finish up the guest list. We're on El Señor Lobo, Mr. Lobo in his rocking chair. He's always there.
He's a nice guy.
And, of course, the one, the only, the great Zach Zito. If you miss Zach Zito's performance and you're there, there's something wrong with you. John Russo will be there.
That's one thing not to miss.
Yeah, John Russo will be there.
If you guys don't know who John Russo is, you shouldn't even be listening to this podcast.
And sadly, he's one of the last of the Night of the Living Dead crew left. There's not many left of the old guard. Stan Gordon. Let's see. The Mazurek brothers. Frank Dello will be selling his book.
Oh, let's talk about those guys for a minute.
Ones
who you just mentioned. They're the ones who always have the prop, the figures set up, and they look phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful. It's something that you guys will be wanting to take pictures in front of. Like I said, it's not to be missed.
And Greg Mank.
It's something different.
Let's see. Mark Maddox, and of course, the one, the only, the often duplicated and never imitated, because we're afraid to, David Z-Rock Nelson.
We'll leave it at that. You have to come to Bash to witness that glory right there.
And you might get hit by an ant. Well, there's and no might. You will get hit by an ant.
Well, there. Last year, as soon as I saw him, he starts telling me how he got over there, and it went on for a good half hour.
Yeah.
And he's doing all this stuff.
Yeah, for people that come in early on Thursday, the hotel crew, they'll be showing movies all night long.
Oh, yeah. On Thursday, I usually go and pick up my badge right after work and stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, if you're close to it, you can pick up your badge early on Thursday. But this week Ron's announced they've cut off pre-buying online. If you want your passes, you got to buy them there.
Yep. And daily passes are 25, and the weekend pass is 60.
And you'll get swag with the 60.
Sometimes. It all depends. You don't want to promise it and they don't get it, you know.
Well, every time I bought one, you got swag, which is a neat little badge that says VIP.
Yeah. So where were we? We were at 8:30 on
Friday. Don't worry. I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. In the purple tangerine. The Mummy's Tomb at 7:30 and at 8:30, The Mummy talks with Frank.
I can never say it.
Delo Distrito. Yeah.
And also
the
last call for the
dealer
room
closes on Friday. And at 9:30, it's the live band, which is basically Kevin Slick and a bunch of the guys up there playing music.
Son of Gold is there. I can't remember his last name now.
The guy with the long hair?
No, Mark. I'll tell you in a second.
Brain freeze.
I'm getting old, man. Mark Statler.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll come up and sing too.
Yeah.
And he even has some really cool original music too that they sometimes do.
And of course, Mexican Horror Night at 10:30 goes, and burritos while they last. The Genie of Darkness, or El Genie El Darkness, with German Robel, made in Mexico. The Vampire Nest Nostradamus is back. Those are always fun, the Nostradamus movies, the vampires. They made three of them.
I have actually never watched it. What's My Monster is actually really fun.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
It's weird knowing that you can do late night on Fridays now.
Oh, dude, you don't know how excited I am that Monster Bash. I didn't have to take my extra freaking weekend this year. I was able to take off a PTO day on Friday and a PTO day on Monday, so I wrapped it around this thing the weekend, and nothing could hold me back. I'm going to stay all damn night Friday and Saturday and enjoy myself, keep my oldest up late, and she's going to enjoy herself, and we'll tell you more about that on Saturday, because the late night on Saturday is nuts.
Monster Bash, What's My Monster, for prizes, Guess the Monster, Have you ever done that before?
This one, What's My Monster, actually started last year.
Yeah.
And what's kind of cool is that Leonard and Tom, they're game show hosts, and they actually made up, like, the box that you see on the side.
Yeah.
They made that up to look like a real monster game to take home.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
The Monster Bash Late Late Show at 1 a.m. is double door. That means there's a house with two doors. Oh, shit. And at 2:15, the Really, Really Late Show, The Glob, a short movie. Oh, shit. A short movie by renegade filmmaker The David The Rock Nelson.
Dude, I don't know if I'm going to make that. Like I said, I'm getting old.
I got a golf ball from him.
I got a t-shirt.
Fuck you. I mean from David. I got a golf ball autographed by
him. I got two t-shirts from him.
8 a.m. Saturday morning, Cartoons and Cereal. Presented by TV host Son of Ghoul. 9 a.m., Attack of the Alligators, The Thunderbirds. And 10 a.m., The Dealer Room. That's usually when Josh creeps in.
Yeah, I sleep in a little bit late after doing the late night on Friday.
He says he sleeps in, but even when he's younger, it was his ass just wouldn't get up.
Nope.
1 year we got a cattle prod, wouldn't even budge him. Just, and he's
You know. And then Land of the Lost.
Yeah. With Marshall, Will, and Holly. And the Q&A from them. And then at 11 a.m., House on What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why the fuck they... Why in the name of Monster Bash do they have Zack Zito at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, they've been doing it. This is why we missed them last in October, because they did them really early.
That's bull.
And I know. I don't like it that he's late. I mean, early. But it is what it is. I don't know if he made that decision.
Oh, he gets 90 minutes. Never mind. At 2:30, The Mask of Fu Manchu.
He actually gets more than that.
Yeah. The Mask of Fu Manchu at 2:30.
Yeah, that's a great one, too, though.
4 p.m., Greg Mank, Brazan. 5 p.m., Mark of the Vampire. That was good.
Yeah.
5:30, The Dealer Room closes on Saturday.
That's the one thing that kind of sucks, but I think that's, like, on par for most conventions.
6 p.m., One Step Beyond Premonition. Have you ever watched that
Beverly
episode of
Washburn.
One Step Beyond? That's cool. 6:30,
I've watched
Beverly,
a couple of them.
7 p.m., oh my God. No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Noah's in bad.
Why, that you're not going to be there?
No, that they're showing Sinbad in the Eye of the Tiger.
Well, it's still not as bad as, like, there's a lot worse out there.
I don't know. At 9 o'clock, Patrick Wayne. Okay, did they do an outdoor movie now? Still. 9:30.
Yeah.
Let them eat poop. Let them eat cake.
Yep.
At 10 p.m., Monster Match game. Oh, God.
It's actually fun.
Oh, here we go. It's the Terror from Beyond Space. I know someone that will be there. Doc Sludge. If he
actually, he's not coming.
Yeah. Well, after what happened to him in the last event he went to, I don't blame him.
Yeah, he's not getting to go.
He was only there for about a couple hours, then he got sick.
Yeah. But the next thing is the big thing.
Midnight! Yeah, Monster Bass Festival, the new wine.
That's the big thing.
And then the prize toss.
Oh, I haven't told you this, though.
What?
Ever since Bob wore the lederhosen the one time.
Aww.
He does it every, he's been doing it every year.
Is there a chandelier in the new place?
I don't know. Like I said, I've never been to this one.
We'll have to tell that story. You see, at the Mars, there was a chandelier.
Whenever it was still the Four Seasons, before it was the DoubleTree.
Yeah. And every year, they broke the fucking chandelier.
Oh, it hit me one time.
The chandelier glass?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't remember that. Crash!
Yep.
Festival of the New Wine, prize stuff, the Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Yep, all of that.
I wonder who will win. Get in this year. Host of Dracula at Midnight 15. At 1:30, Hand of Death.
Wait, okay. They're planning on doing Festival of the New Wine and the prize toss.
Uh-huh.
And start the movie at 12:15. Now, we all know that stuff runs late at Monster Bash, but they're really like off on that right there.
Yeah.
There's no way it's going to start at 12:15.
And then it's Sunday. Dealer Room, 10 p.m. Holy shit, the dealer hours, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
but,
son.
But we're forgetting one thing.
Why?
We do need to mention this, is if you are planning to go to Monster Bash and you do go to church, they do have a church service at 8 a.m.
Yeah, we haven't gotten down to that yet, son.
Wait, where are we?
Here. Yeah, we're
Sunday.
Oh,
you're right under where it says Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Here's what I was saying. It says the dealer room's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, it technically is. 90% of them are packing up by then.
That's why I say it's bullshit. If you
yeah.
haven't got anything by 2... Or an autograph.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
You're pressing your luck. Get your shit Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, we don't usually stay long on Sunday. We like go in, tell everybody bye.
8 a.m. The church service with Father Mike.
Yeah. Father Mike's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he hangs around. 9 a.m., Sunday movie film short. 10 a.m., Among the Living. 11:30, Chiller Theater Reunion.
I might stick around for that. I mean, I know it's old, but... that may be worth sticking around for.
Yeah.
And one of Abbott and Costello's.
Oh, great. The piece of shit isn't going to be there this year. Yay. No, Joey
Revenge
Bingo. That's a good thing. If Joey Bento's
oh,
there,
yeah,
watch
Veronica,
your wallets.
I
said
special,
it, I mean it. Yeah, Veronica Carr tribute.
Yeah, she
oh,
was
Veronica
a sweetheart.
Veronica Carlson passed away.
Yeah.
Last call for the dealer room. If you see Severin there, they got good deals.
Sometimes they usually do it at conventions. Scream
yeah.
always has a nice
oh god,
a nice selection.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. If you see Joey Bento there, watch your wallet.
I'm not saying anything. I'm staying out of this.
Well, what am I supposed to say about someone that has stolen movie props from poor people that didn't know what they are? Stay out of it.
Like I said, I don't know any of this. I'm staying out of it. I have no idea what happened. I
but
really don't.
But he's not scheduled, so... His pretty cool show won't be there this year. He's not going to show up, is he?
Joey has a cool show that he does.
Yeah, but not this year.
No, he won't be there this year. And my other friends won't be there. Mummy and the Monkey. There's a lot of people who aren't able to make it, and it's all because of the whole COVID thing. I mean, it sucks that we lose out on a lot of this stuff because of it.
Yeah. But the family will be there, and that's important.
All right. As long as I get to share it with my wife, my kid... My kids, my other two kids really don't care for it, but my oldest loves it. As long as I get to share it with them.
My goddaughter don't like it?
Isley loves it. Luna doesn't really care for it.
Oh, bad.
Oh, she gets bored. Grayson doesn't care for it.
Yeah, Isley's always been there.
Isley always has, and she stays with me all night. Isley is a trooper. She will sit out there. She will be BS with the old men. I mean, she has a blast.
She's worn Mrs. Lobo, Mr. Lobo's glasses.
She has. She's a mini me. She is truly a mini me. And
she's
I don't
Mike
have problems
saying that. First year.
Yep. And then she was Frankenstein 3 or 4 years, and we haven't been able to do any other costume lately.
Scream will be there.
Who?
I think. The guy that runs Scream Magazine.
Oh, he should. He most likely will. He wasn't there in October, though.
No.
But, yeah, and I do kind of want to get the Pink Flamingos, but I don't know if I want to drop $40 on it, though.
I don't think he'll be there. Because I've talked to him, and he said he don't do cons much anymore because of this COVID thing.
Oh. Well, COVID's fucked over so many things anymore.
And
a
lot
shame.
Of the and a lot of the reg guests dying and our friends.
Yep.
The guy who wore the straw hat's gone.
Who?
Remember he sold his books? He had the pork pie hat.
He passed away.
He dressed
away.
Like Colt.
Yep, he passed away. I mean, don't get me wrong. The dealers are all top-notch, and they all are awesome, and the prices are better than if you go to a chiller or if you go to any Comic Cons. It's more reasonable at Monster Bash than any other place, really.
Yeah.
And like I was saying earlier, you really don't have the photo ops. If you want a photo, they usually will let you take one with them right at the table. It's a very chilled, laid-back convention.
Do you remember the first year we went?
I didn't want to go. I'll tell you the truth. I did not want to go to Monster Bash the first year. It didn't really sound interesting. And then I went, and it was amazing.
Yeah, do you remember I got an autograph from Caroline Monroe? Her first year there,
did.
I think. And Dumb Shit. Do you remember that dumb shit who was in front of us?
Yeah, there was a kid who wouldn't stop talking. And she wanted to like meet other people too, but she was too kind to like say anything.
I know four or five guys that was about to kick his ass. Not me or you. Josh is a big teddy bear.
Huh?
Teddy bear. Josh is a big
who
teddy
is?
Bear. You.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I try to be. You don't get anywhere fighting.
No.
People just get hurt.
Okay, it's close to 9.
Yeah.
And I know Josh probably has things to do.
Oh,
are
I
you,
do. I mean, we can cut it short if you want.
Yeah. And I'm not. I'm not feeling good. Okay.
I mean, yeah, so it's like I said, you know I love talking
it's
to you. You
fun.
Know you're my brother.
I love Josh. I love Monster Bash. I love Mean Gene. Okay.
But like I said, if you can make it, you won't regret it.
No, you won't.
No.
And it's pretty cheap, too, compared to some cons.
I mean, hell, what's really $60 for entertainment anymore? And that gets you the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, one day is $25. Your kids can go for free until they're, I think, at 12.
How
so
old
my
is
daughter got
old?
A few more.
Yeah, how old is Isley now?
Isley's going to be 9 in October, so
she's
she
gonna
got, like, 4 more years.
No, she's
going to
be younger.
Nine.
Yeah. You ain't going to try to pull the scam when she's 12?
Oh, you never know. she could barely pass for her age right now. She could pass for, like, a 13-year-old. She's a beast.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, Isley. Is Isley
she's
there?
She's a little beast. Yeah, she's a little beast.
Tell her Uncle Steve loves her. Tell her right now,
Uncle Steve
it.
Said he loves you.
I love you.
Uh-oh. She's being a little moose.
I'm not a moose.
Kick him.
She's doing this on purpose.
Tell him I said kick him.
What are you doing?
Rolling up the mustache.
We're talking about Monster Bash. You want to scream how much you love Monster Bash?
Monster Bash!
There you go.
Is that how she would be up? Put her on the phone.
Dude, here, Rue.
Let me see if I can get it.
Whenever I'm trying to ride the electrical scooter, to put
wait,
my
put
down
on the phone.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
There. Go ahead, talk to her. She's right here.
Hello. Hey, Isley. How
Hello.
You doing? How long you been going to Monster Bash?
Since you were born.
Since I was born.
Yeah. I remember.
Yep. Do you remember what was the first thing you dressed up as for Monster Bash?
Thank you, sir.
Nope.
Mike Wazowski.
As Mike from Monsters, Inc.
You know what your Uncle Steve did?
How?
Yep.
Your first year at Monster Bash, you know what your Uncle Steve did?
What?
Your mom and dad were busy, so I picked you up out of your stroller without them knowing and carried you around for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Why?
To pull a joke on your mom and dad.
Where did you go with me?
I just walked around with you at Monster Bash, and your mom wasn't happy about it.
Of course she wasn't.
Ask your mom how did she react when she looked at her stroller and her youngest wasn't there. You wasn't there. Ask her right now.
Alex. Where are you? Are you sitting or standing? Where at?
In the living room.
Oh, she won't come down. I'm downstairs in the big room.
Yeah. With my couch there still?
Dude, we got new couches last year.
Aw. Y'all was changing couches.
No, those couches we had, they were falling apart. Yep.
There isn't a couch at Josh's until this new one I didn't sleep on.
Yep.
And I was always forget.
He always forgets one thing.
Yeah, I always forgot something.
Yeah.
But it was, you remember... How did you react, Josh, when you looked back at Isley's stroller and she wasn't there?
I can't remember. I mean, she was the one we took most like protection with because she was the first one, you know.
Yeah.
So I probably was freaking out. I
then you seen her with me. Your wife
there was
break my kneecaps.
There was a guy walking around dressed as like a butcher, and she was just laughing at him.
Yeah.
How old was I?
You were newborn.
You were zero.
You're four.
Yeah, you maybe have been like 6 months at the most. No. You dressed as Frankie when you were like 3, 4, and 5, and then you got to be a beast, and now you just wear regular clothes.
Hey, I do not. Last time I went to Monster
Mash, I was sick. Yeah, you're just a weirdo.
Look who her dad is.
The shirt that you gave me, like, out of my shirt?
I gave her some of my horror-themed shirts. I gave her one of my Gremlins t-shirt.
And I want to wear it.
And I gave her some of my friend's band's t-shirts that are some guy nameless with a skull on it, you know.
Yeah.
With a Gremlin one. Daddy's shirt, I'm
going
to have to tie it.
But here's if anybody's still listening,
They are.
The dealers have, like, some really odd stuff, too. Like, last year,
mm-hmm.
I got this clown. It's a blow mold clown that has a metal base. And I didn't know what it was for the longest time. And it actually has something on its bow tie. And it's a sensor. There's
mm-hmm.
a gun that goes along with the thing. It was made in Germany by General Electric.
Uh-huh.
And I picked it up for $10 just because I thought it was unique.
Yeah, Josh always buys weird stuff. Do you remember those tiki glasses you bought that one year?
No, do you remember my Sam's head I bought?
Yeah, the monster cereal ones.
No, I didn't buy those.
I thought you was going to.
I didn't
to.
Buy the monster cereal tiki because they were expensive. I did buy Mummy and the Monkey had two of the Halloween peanuts. Peanuts pops. Yeah, Mummy and Monkey put her on their show, but I do have two pops.
She's been on the Mummy and Monkey show. Cool. They didn't have a show this week.
Well, she was on Drax's show too, but I can never find which one she was actually on. So, and that would have been back in 2019. So,
Mummy and Monkey didn't have a show this week.
Oh. Yeah, do you want to know the other thing? I bought the springy horses that are on springs? I bought a dinosaur. Yep. I mean, you never know what you'll find. Yep.
I can't think of dinosaur without thinking of that blow-up one that Creighton wanted that one year.
I gave it to him.
Yeah, he molested it.
Yes, but I was riding it around and fighting and having people fight with me with it.
Mm-hmm.
I even had to fight the devil ant.
I think the devil ant won.
I kept that thing for a year out in my because it was it was stupid, but it was fun. That was one of my first ones I went to, like my second or third one I went to.
That was
a prehistoric monster.
I think that was the first one we did all weekend.
Yeah, maybe. But it was prehistoric monster bash, and it was in Butler, and everybody was snookered except for us.
Yeah, Penny was drunk at night, allegedly.
Yeah. Creighton, they don't go anymore either. Penny doesn't go anymore.
Well, do you blame her?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah, they don't go anymore. I think Bull of Go-Go, I'm not sure if they broke up, but they might have.
No, yeah. Well, you remember the last year Vlad didn't come.
Well, yeah.
Have
he
you ever
really
seen The Ranger, that movie?
The what?
The Ranger. The one about the Killer Park Ranger?
No.
Well, the lead girl in it, she was the girl who was with Gula Gogo their last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. No, dude, you're going to slap me for this one, but I'm just starting Stranger Things. I've never watched an episode until like two nights ago.
Well, I used to watch it. I don't anymore. My girl does.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying actually a British show more now.
What?
It's called Ghosts.
Goats?
It's a British show, Ghosts. It's all about this, yeah, husband and wife moving to a, it's a comedy.
Yeah.
They move into a house that's haunted by, like, a butt ton of ghosts. And at first they don't see them, and then the one ghost ends up somehow causing the wife to fall out the window, and she has a near-death experience, and from then on she's able to see them. And she didn't want to at first, and now, like, they help her out and stuff. But also they're kind of annoying. It's kind of funny. I'm enjoying it.
Do you remember that year that we went, that it was, I think it was the last year they was at the original Bash Hotel. Well, the second one, our original Bash Motel.
The one up in Butler.
Yeah. Do you remember the guy, that little boy in the wheelchair didn't make it, so to buy him a new chair, they had that thing with the magazines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We bought a crap ton of those, didn't we?
You bought a lot. Yeah, I bought some, too. Yeah.
I bought a lot.
Yeah, they had a lot of good old ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. The one year they also had... They also had calendars they were selling.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a lot of cool old things there.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, I always bought too many DVDs and Blu-rays there.
Yeah, I bought a lot of Blu-rays and DVDs, but then you do actually win a lot if you're fast enough. You can win stuff in the prize toss
or the trivia contest.
Yeah, they're not doing a trivia really this year.
No,
Garrett.
With that, let's say good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, everybody. Hope to see you there.
Yeah. If you're looking for Josh, look for the biggest guy there.
I'll probably have my Universal Monsters really colorful hat on.
And lanyard.
I always do wear my lanyard. Easiest way.
And
easiest way.
Yeah. And to promo, hey, you, when'd you get off the bed? You turd. Princess is being mean tonight.
well,
that, we'll be on tomorrow night when me and Carl talk about Philip Baker Hall and watch his movie Secret Honor. And
all
this
right,
week,
good night.
I am being a whore right now. Just give me a minute. And this Wednesday, me and Carl will be doing Cold in July, the Joe Lansdale, at usual, when we're at the Starlight Drive-In. So, good night, and always go to Monster Bash if you're close enough. Peace.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. When good night.
Good night.
Good night.